Let me just say, I have interviewed about 170 Oklahomans now, and I've never been as impressed with anybody as I am by you. Here you're sitting at 103, and you could go on for another couple of hours talking like this, and you don't seem to be tired, and you did a wonderful job. So thank you for telling the story. And this mind of yours in your health, I think you told me you don't take any medication. What a miracle this is, and God has blessed you in so many, many ways.
Well, I'll tell you what the doctor said. The last time I went to the doctor, about 4 weeks ago, she says, you've got the health of a 35-year-old woman. She said, a 35-year-old woman would love to have your health. I haven't got anything wrong with me but my ears and my eyes. And well, my tongue.
You are remarkable. Thank you, Opal. Thank you so much.
Great.
This is wonderful to talk to you.
I used to pray when I drove my car out of the garage. I'd pray, Lord, don't let me have an accident, hurt anybody. And when I was in church, I had a sharp tongue. I'm plain spoken.
Yep.
And I tell it like it is when I shouldn't. I should glass it over, you know. My husband said, well, you tell it like it is. And I said, I'm so ashamed. I need my tongue cut out. But anyway, wow. I was too much that way. And I prayed about it. I said, Lord, don't let me hurt people. I love people. I don't want to hurt
them. We love you, too.
And we love you. So thank you, Opal. Well, you've helped us understand the mind of Charles Page and what a great man he was.
He really was.
And I'm so glad that you, at 103 years old, can remember all of this from 100 years ago.
Thank you. I guess God wanted me to.
Thank you.